GOP shutdown message, Democrats sacrifice American lives to protect illegals. By Neil Munro on March 26, 2026. Democrats are shutting down the airports and are letting illegal migrants kill Americans because they prefer to shield migrant populations from the president's 2024 mandate for deportations, say GOP legislators. The hard-nosed message is being broadcast by many GOP legislators and GOP-aligned commentators as Democrats shrug off the harms, including a growing number of brutal out-of-nowhere murders, caused by their refusal to fund President Donald Trump's 2024 mandate to deport massive numbers of illegal migrants. They're punishing the American people, including travelers at airports, all in the quest to return to open borders and give amnesty to illegal alien criminals, President Trump said on Thursday. They want to give amnesty to some of the criminals that came into our country. They love sanctuary cities, which is a sanctuary for criminals. They want to make sure they're taken care of. That's what we're fighting about. They don't talk about that, but that's what they're fighting about. They have shown that they have no concern for the citizens who sent them to Washington, said a ex-message from Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN. Between 2020 to 2024, Democrats opened our borders to 1 million illegal aliens. In Tennessee alone, these aliens have killed 41 Tennesseans. Their plan in 2026 is to continue to put Americans last. They care more about illegal aliens than Americans, Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, told Fox News. They are willing to sacrifice the livelihoods and safety of American citizens. It's destroying lives in our country. Illegal immigrants have murdered hundreds of Americans, many in so-called sanctuary cities run by Democrats and their business allies. The Democrats' amnesty zones provide a legal shield for migrants extracted from poor countries as they work, rent, and consume under the Democrats' alliances with local businesses. The zones also help the Democrats escort the migrants closer to amnesty, green cards, citizenship, and the voting booth, regardless of the vast criminal, economic, and civic damage to ordinary citizens. It's all crazy, said Representative Jim Jordan, RO. Abolish ICE. Defund the police. Sanctuary cities. Open borders. It's what Democrats want for the entire country. It's absolutely disgusting, said Representative Brandon Gill, RTX. Sheridan Gorman was an 18-year-old Loyola University student who was gunned down by an illegal alien who never should have been allowed into our country in the first place. These are the people that the Democrats are fighting to keep in our communities. This is the reason why Democrats have shut down the Department of Homeland Security, so that they can allow people just like Jose Medina into our communities. Gorman was killed in the Democrats' amnesty zone in Chicago and Illinois by a migrant who was detained and released twice because of Democratic policies. Since then, the city's mayor and the state's governor have tried to blame Trump for the murder in their amnesty zone. The system did not fail Sheridan, that worked exactly as the Democrats intended, House Speaker Mike Johnson said March 25, adding, "You had Democrats in charge of the White House and in charge in the city of Chicago. Open borders policies, sanctuary cities policies. They coddled the criminal illegal alien. They empowered, they allowed this to happen, and that's why we're so angry about it. May God bless Sheridan and her family. She would still be here, if not for the Democrats' insane open border and sanctuary city policies," said White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. "Their focus is on illegal immigrants," said Representative Randy Fine, RFL, at a May 25 press event. "Our focus is on protecting the American people and making sure those whose job it is to protect the American people get paid. What's going on is a violation of the oath that those Democrats swore to put Americans first, to fight for America. Make no mistake, what this is about is, do we focus on illegal immigrants or do we focus on American citizens?" Democrats never wanted a deal, said Senator Rick Scott, RFL. They wanted amnesty and protections for the illegal aliens they put first. "Our airports are currently a mess because Democrats are fanatically all in committed to the belief that third world criminals like this guy must be protected from arrest and deportation until they can kill Americans," said an ex-message from Blake Neff, producer of The Charlie Kirk Show, in a tweet spotlighting the murder of an 83-year-old American by an illegal migrant. "Every time a person like this dies, Democrats feel a surge of joy in their hearts," Neff added. This shutdown has forced officers in Las Vegas and 100,000 other DHS workers to work without pay, putting them and their families in incredible financial uncertainty, said an X message from the Department of Homeland Security. Enough is enough. It's time for Democrats to end the DHS shutdown. Meanwhile, Democrats are insisting that migrants, including migrants who have been ordered home by judges, should not be arrested or deported. California State Representative Scott Weiner, D., for example, denounced the arrest of Guatemalan migrant Angelina Lopez Jimenez, even though a judge had ordered her deported in 2019. The Democrats' support for illegal migrants is intended to destroy the concept and power of American citizenship, said Senator Mike Lee, RUT. If everyone is family, no one is family. If everything is urgent, then nothing is urgent. If anyone can illegally exercise a right of American citizenship, like voting, then American citizenship means nothing.